walk on the woo-woo side with me. My name is Michelle Douglas and I am on a mission to help you to step into your power so that you can create the life you desire. Visit me at empoweredlifeprograms.com to learn more. Hello, hello, and welcome to 2024. I'm a bit late getting my first episode of the year done, but we will get there. So today we're going to be talking about a between lives regression that I facilitated for a client who I had regressed previously through a past life regression. And here we chat to a warrior. Now we begin this regression by taking my client to his sanctuary before we guide him, or before I guide him into the magical pyramid that will take him back through time. Our first stop is within a past life that may have some relevance to the current life, which is what I always suggest as we're going through the process. And we first find ourselves within the walls of a castle. Now, my client is a boy looking after the royal horses. Now, he wears leather sandals on his feet. He's wearing white short robes. He's lean, he's fit, he's not very big. The weather is warm and he walks around leading the horses behind him. He has no fear of horses in that lifetime and is very comfortable working with them. Now, this is something that he doesn't do in this current life, so we're still not sure yet what relevance this part had. So we turned, well, I guide him through a bunch of, or ask him a bunch of questions as we go through this process. And he's an orphan who lives alone in a simple hut located near the stables. And he eats a simple lunch of bread and feels healthy and strong despite that. He's content with his life and likes that it's nice and simple. And people call him boy when referring to him by name. So we fast forward a few years into the future in that particular life where he's now a grown man, and it turns out he's a powerful warrior. He sits on his horse feeling proud of his accomplishments in that life. And I ask him what sort of modes of transportation is being used in that time, and he tells me that he sees like buggies like chariots being drawn by both horses and men. He tells me that having a horse is prestigious and you have to be of a superior status to own a horse as he does. He feels that he has achieved his goal in life to be successful. So then we go forward to the death scene where we find him lying on the ground with three arrows embedded in the left side of his chest. He's in a foreign land and his men stand around him as he dies while only in his 30s. As he leaves his body, the pain disappears and he knows he is going home. He ponders his latest mission and thinks about how pointless it was to conquer this land and feels now that he actually achieved nothing. So it's funny how he went from being in his physical body thinking he'd achieved everything he wanted to achieve, but then as he contemplates life after death, he realizes that he didn't really achieve much at all. He also ponders how he blindly followed those who were leaders at the time and knows that he should have been his own man and doing what was right rather than what he was told to do. So now we go into the time between lives, and he tells me he looks a little bit like a wizard. He has long gray hair, no legs, and he floats along feeling really tall. He wears robes and feels as though he's in space, rising up and up and up, and he feels really powerful. He describes what he sees and he says, "I see white buildings, but they're not really buildings." So that was interesting. So he takes me through a little bit more describing what's going on around him, and then we go into what we call the Akashic Library. So we pass through a wall into the library where we're greeted by a librarian. Now, there are rows and rows of books as far as the eyes can see, and he knows exactly which book is his, and he asks the librarian to bring it to him. The book is big and old, and he reviews the book and discusses his life lesson from the previous life lived. And he learns that there is nothing wrong with the simple life, but he also reveals that he doesn't feel as though he really accomplished anything. He did not experience love, for starters. He was revered by many, but definitely not loved. We then go to the place, we call it a place, where he is choosing the details of the next life, and his soulmate Alexandra, who was from a previous life, she's there to help him. He also ponders other lives lived, and such as one where he came to Earth to monitor the human race, and another life on another planet where he lived in a triangular tower, like a temple. He lived with the elders and they were attempting to help Earth in some way. Where he lived with the elders, no disease existed. In fact, you know, things were quite sterile with no trees. And then we go back to discussing how he decided to choose his current life as my client. And he tells me he feels curious about what's to come as he ponders this life. He knows he needs to reincarnate relatively quickly from the previous life. And he's made a promise to a family member, like, and I'm assuming it's a telepathic type promises made to this family member from a past life that he will return to be with him and to help him through this life. He feels detached from his future mother as it's his father that is actually coming back to help. His purpose in his next life is to learn about love because nothing else matters. And that's obviously something that was missing in this previous life as the warrior that we were looking at before. So sometimes during a between lives regression, we may have time to move forward in this current life or even into a future life. And I could go into linear time not existing and that would just blow everyone's brains out. But let's just go with skipping to the future. So he tells me that things are not transactional in this future and money just appears as you need it. He says love can also be given and received freely, and he feels as though he is now allowed to receive love in order to truly prosper and have a good life. We look at the relationship he has with his wife, his current wife in this present life, and it is revealed that he and his wife are together for love, not for power or for money. He sees his future home in his lifetime, and it is if he's been, it's one he's been dreaming of. So it's seems to me that we're in his current life and he's looking to the future in the current life, and he's very pleased to see what the future home looks like. And I ask him when he's moving there and he says soon. And if you've ever spoken to spirit guides or received any sort of guidance from the other side, their version of soon and ours are usually very different. So the final learnings from this between lives regression was that, you know, he had no outstanding soul contracts to clear, and he's told he can now have fun in this lifetime. Now, he did have some contracts earlier on in this life that he had to work through, and they've been dealt with now, which is great. And he is reminded again that he is worthy of receiving love and must enjoy receiving it from now on. The past life shown was a reminder of what can be missing without love. And the final message was to relax and it will happen, and he must stay out of the how from now on when working towards his goals. So that's his regression in a nutshell. Now, if soul regression therapy, which includes past life regression and between lives regression, interests you, head over to empoweredlifeprograms.com and click on the Work With Me menu item, and in there you'll see soul regression therapy or the Akashic Records work in there. And I hope to see you very, very soon and meet you in person or via Zoom.